Saturday. People having fun. Here I'm out on the front porch, laughing at the crazy things that they've done. That old lawnmower's cranking up. The branches scrape the windows. You know I think about the bay every time that the wind blows so hard. You're not here, but you're never too far from my heart.
Shining red.
whispers ways. It's the same old story, soldier. Star go across the sky, and it seemed to go right into the seven sisters, and I thought, well, there's the answer to my prayer right there, and so I thought, you know, ever since then, they've been looking down on me, and helping us get through, and so I wrote a little song for them. This is called Seven Sisters.
Thank you. honored to sing you a song that was written by a woman from our hometown. Her name is Sybilla Byer. And do you know her? Oh, of course you do. I thought you were over there. She's an amazing woman, and she made this record. Well, she made a bunch of songs up in her attic in Germany in 1972. It wasn't until she was her son was moving some stuff out of the attic just a few years ago, and he came across these tapes that were up there, and he's like, "Mom, what's this?" You know, and she said, "Oh, just something I did in Germany one depressing summer, 1972." And it turns out the record actually came out just about a year ago, and it's from a little indie label out in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's gotten out there into a whole bunch of people's hands, and it's just a beautiful record. It's called The Color Green, and the song is called Tomatoes.
We live in a small little town, about 500, about 3 hours from New York City, about 2 hours from Boston. there's a carpenter there that helped us build our house. And he was just diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. And so, John was, well, he helped me build the basement. I think he was present when we wrote the song. It's a new song. New strings.
Jesus first through the rain.
new record out, and I'm sure all of you have it, and you all love it. But if not, they're right back over there. And diesel fuel is really expensive in the UK, so please help us out. Still, we're leaders here. We're impressed. That's where the mile started.
The mile went up the gallon?
A mile per gallon, yeah. But this is a tune.
Miles per liter, I don't think that exists.
It's a good nickname for somebody, I can tell you that.
That's why we have Charlie.
This is a for
let me introduce you to Charlie Rose over here.
Charlie Rose on the bass. Back here on the drums, please give him a warm welcome, Mr. Zeke Hutchins. Still, this is our first night with this new gear, so. We started in Paris a couple weeks ago, and we've gone through some gear. So, I think I'm still too... Am I too loud, Jim? Okay? Is the guitar too loud out there? Can you hear Sarah Leonard's vocals back there? Okay, thank you. This one's called Target on Your Heart.
Give it up for Joe here on the sound.
He's starting to bleed.
almost have about 100 acres in our little small town. And a whole bunch of blueberries on there. Wild blueberries. So I've become a farmer. And on the back side of our property, there's a little dirt road and a little brook and a little railroad track.
Anybody, anytime any of you guys want to come over and do some hop picking with us.
That's what we tell our friends. We say, we're going to jam.
We're going to have a jam. We're going to have a picking session. Everybody gets there and we hand them a bucket.
It's usually pretty hot out at that time.
It's pretty hot. There are a few bears. But this little road is a lower valley road, and one time I went down there in that hot summer day, and there was about a gazillion butterflies all flying around in the road, and I immediately pulled the car over. I thought it was the most beautiful thing I had seen, and I just wanted to watch, you know. And so I walked down to the little brook there, and I sat by the river, and I watched them, and I came up with this little song.
Take me down the mountain.
This is a brand new song. It's inspired by a good friend of mine who used to be a producer for the TV show 60 Minutes for a long time. I love 60 Minutes. I'm a sucker for it. It's just a good way to get your week just really depressed. But some good interviews, you know? But he left 60 Minutes to pursue his own writing career, and we've become really good friends. And he came to our gig a couple months back, and he had just written a new novel. And he's like, "Johnny, I brought you a present." I was like, "Okay, cool." And he handed me his new 600-page book. You know, and it's one thing when a friend of yours hands you their 45-minute CD, you know, you can listen to it. Stop a couple services and it's all over, you know. Not that big, you know. I was like, "Thanks, John." But I read it, and I started reading it, and I got hooked in. It's a great book called Reasons to Believe, and about his growing up in Texas, and how, you know, religion plays such a big part in America and all over the world these days. And anyway, it inspired the song, and it kind of came out as a gospel song.
Yeah, you and the choir. And the parts are easy.
And
so,
in this church, the choir can drink at services. Including you, Charlie. You need to drink over there? Bombardier going?
You've got a couple of them, but.
Charlie Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Looking to get married, girls.
Just threw that right out there.
Looking for the perfect woman with his hands. Anyway, Sarah Lee's going to teach you your parts.
I'm going to split the room, actually, between the guys and the gals, because I think that you might appreciate it, actually. This is the gals' part.
Have you seen that halo
Oh, killed it. We actually found, like, at the main,
where's this thing?
Is it, does everybody here know why it's named that song?
Yeah.
How many people do know? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay. Joe, tell them the story.
What movie?
American Werewolf in London. It's the first, it's the bar that they would go to in the first scene. So, there you go. Learn something every night, hopefully. Especially at a bar.
It's America and London, so international relations.
Yes, it's very good.
Yeah.
Such as a name like that could bring such peace to our hearts.
Who knew? That's all it takes, is a movie.
She's Jim Croce's widow, and they together had AJ Croce, who's an amazing performer as well. And but I never knew this. We were visiting her just a few months ago in San Diego, and I never knew that before Jim went on to make all of those great albums, they were actually a duo. It was Ingrid and Jim Croce, and they made one record together. And so she handed us this album, and then something happened to her voice, and then she had AJ and couldn't hit the road anymore, so he went on, you know, to do other stuff. But there's this one record out there, and if you can find it, you should try. We fell in love with it, and it's, I don't know what the title of it is. It's just Ingrid and Joe Croce. This song is called Spin, Spin, Spin.
Thank you.
Yesterday or in the rerun last night. Nobody? The whole world's going in the shitter.
What are you going to do?
Well, the one thing I can tell you is that I learned was that you can't dream up some of this stuff. Like, you know, there's screenwriters and there's great filmmakers and there's great poets, but this is real life stuff. They are talking. Well, what in some of you Londoners may know this, that they're gonna start. There's a new thing that's gonna where you can get cash advances, like cash your check, you know, like on the street.
Maybe you should have been
like, well, it's basically like a pawn shop, you know, that we have in the States. Do you have pawn shops here?
Yes.
You don't have as many, I can tell you that. But you're getting right. You have loads more. Not in Columbia, South Carolina, I think they do now. Well, they're calling them something else, and the only thing... I haven't finished my point yet. Well, basically, there was all these labor people, you know, talking about we need to create jobs, and we need to do this, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And then there was this one Republican, I guess, as you would say in the States, who had infiltrated the Congress and was in support of these things. And the guy, the CEO's guy, his last name is Crook. And when she said his name, I just like, burned. I was like, kidding. Stuff up, man. It's real. This is a tune that started right when we left the Berkshires. Thank you. to put the bucket over the tractor. Now she's out in the field and the grass grows around her. Stewie says we can probably borrow a trailer. Pete's garage. We can probably save her hard-working people. Veterans coming home from overseas, fighting the fascists, protecting you and me. That old teacher with her hair turned gray, fighting for her contract. Up Wisconsin way, hard-working people. Hard working people. doing?
Thank you.
just there because they take themselves lightly. everybody.
Cheers. Yeah, guys, we've rocked a lot of places on this tour, but nowhere rocks like. London.
I tell you, ladies, it never stops either.
Yeah, actually, those are the directions home.
Drums back.
Those for sale too.
We don't have any, right? We don't have any.